This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Well, it's not 12:30 on Thursday anymore.
It's 3 o'clock on a Friday.
It's
now.
3 o'clock on a Friday. So, funny story. We had some issues, some technological problems.
Indeed.
While recording the last episode, or this episode of Two Tickets, Please. So, we actually aired the full episode, but it didn't actually record the whole episode. So, we're gonna do our best to like redo the episode, even though like it's not live at this point, and you're going to get to hear the last 12 minutes of the live show. Yeah. Because that's the only good part of it.
Yeah, we were just sitting there recording it, we're talking, and then the like podcast board like started like popping.
Yeah, and it started going insane.
It started just like popping and like scratching and stuff, and we were like, and then it like came back, and we thought we were good, and we recorded it, and then we looked at it afterwards, and the last like 12 minutes you can hear anything.
Yeah,
so we're just gonna redo the episode.
We're gonna have to redo the first 50 minutes of the episode.
Oh gosh,
which is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah,
so that was a really fun thing to have to try and figure out. I tried my best to edit whatever like we could salvage from the beginning. It just didn't work.
Yeah.
And so we lost a good 50 minutes of the episode. So here we are.
So we're back.
We are so back. We had the greatest opening to a Two Tickets Please episode ever, and it's just gone. So I don't even feel like replicating
it. Yeah, you never get to hear it.
Yeah, you'll never get to hear it. Actually, we'll do a callback in April.
Oh, wait. Did you get it?
When I get the thing that I was talking about.
All right.
Okay.
Let's
just talk about the recent movies we've seen recently.
Yes.
You ever had that weird deja vu feeling?
Yeah, I feel like I've talked about this before.
I feel like I've talked about this before. We saw Brave New World last Friday.
Yes, Captain America Brave New World. Big new recent movie we've seen recently.
Big new movie.
It
wasn't very good. It's so, you know what? I feel like this whole re-recording session, we're just going to keep talking about how we've already talked about this.
Probably.
But that's okay. The first bullet point I have says bad.
Yeah. We went and saw this with a group of friends.
We did.
So it was a fun experience.
It was a mostly fun. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Because we were with friends.
Yep.
And, but, yeah, I mean, we were really excited. You've heard us. If you listen to the past episodes, you know we were excited for this movie.
Oh, we were hyped.
And it wasn't that good. I think it's not like bottom of the barrel trash Marvel.
Yeah,
but
I'd agree with that.
It's like, oh, it's just okay. There's a lot of things I don't like about it.
It's just all right.
Also, we're gonna do our best to do a spoiler free review here.
Oh yeah, we are. We did pretty good in the first.
I think we did a very good spoiler free review of it, and here we go again. Sorry.
Well, my notes. We're gonna. Oh, it's gonna keep coming.
We're gonna keep bringing that
up. It's gonna be a recurring joke.
We're mad about it.
We are upset. I've had time to cool down since yesterday, but man. You want to give a synopsis for us real quick?
Sure. Okay, here we go. Here's a synopsis of Captain America Brave New World.
from Letterboxd this time. I read the IMBD one last time.
Last time we read a different one.
But I'm going to change it up. Okay. Yeah. After meeting with newly elected U.S. President Thaddeus Ross, Sam finds himself in the middle of an international incident. He must discover the reason behind a nefarious global plot before the true mastermind has the entire world seeing red.
Whoa.
That's a lot different than the IMBD one.
That's way different. Wow. But I loved your voice. You read it with some mise-en-scene.
I got you, dude.
Yeah, that was good.
I gotta play it up.
You should be doing that for every episode.
Okay, cool. But yeah, and it's like, even in that synopsis, it sounds like it's in, like, we've seen the movie, so we know. Like, it's trying to be, like, a Winter Soldier-y kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Like, an international, like, political thriller type thing.
Yep.
And it's just not.
It fails. Hard.
We talked about, I'm going to bring it up again. But the action in this movie is really good.
Yeah, we did talk about that in the first recording of this episode. Sorry, it's going to be funny. It's a way to make comedy.
But
it's a way to keep everyone entertained.
I think they did a good job of the action. It's cool.
Different
Cap fighting style with, like, the wings and, like, using the shield and everything.
The stuff in the air was great. Shield. It was a great combination of using both, like, how he can use the wings as, like, an extension of the shield.
Yeah.
Like, what he did to block the one missile. Mm-hmm. Like, that was really cool stuff.
Yeah, I really liked it. And
yeah, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
There's a lot of subplots, a lot of different villainy type characters and sidewinders useless.
Yeah.
Which
sucks. There's a side villain that's pretty much useless.
Yeah.
And the main villain sucks.
He does. Oh man, he's bad. It's really bad.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's something, man. There's a cool cameo. Anthony Mackie puts a fun new spin on Captain America that I really liked.
He does. I do like it.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I think I like him as Captain America, and I think the writing and the plot of this movie is not great, but I think he's great.
Yeah,
he's
definitely
really
good.
And I want him to continue to be Captain America in the future.
Yeah, me too. And Harrison Ford does really well.
He does. He actually does do well. I don't think he like showed up for a payday or whatever. I think he actually did well.
Yeah.
But yeah, pretty much. I wrote in my review, I said, the villain in this movie, the leader, that's his name.
He is.
I said, the leader is the most uninteresting Captain America villain by far, and he's really boring.
Yeah, I agree.
And his whole thing is, I mean, this isn't really a spoiler. Like, the villain loses.
Well, yeah, that shouldn't be.
Yeah, I mean, his whole thing, the entire movie is he's like, I've done, because he's like, has a big brain.
He's
I've done
brain.
The statistics, I've done the math,
yeah,
and this will happen, and then he just doesn't every time.
He's supposed to be like 5 steps ahead of Captain America, but he is
just
20 steps behind
he's
every
just
time.
Not everything he like wants to happen just doesn't work, and then he's like, ah, he's in jail now.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that's fun.
Let's talk about some positives.
we did
positives. Yeah, we said same as Captain America. I really like good side character, Joaquin Torres, who is basically the new Falcon.
Yeah, he's cool.
I like him.
He was funny.
He's funny. He was genuinely funny.
Yeah, like, actually.
And he was, like, a good part of the movie.
Yeah, that's
so
awesome.
So keep him around. That was cool.
Yeah, that was really cool.
What other good parts? Are there any other good parts?
We said action, cool cameo, Harrison Ford, and Anthony Mackie.
Yeah, and that was good. But overall, this isn't, like, bottom of the barrel trash Marvel.
No.
But it's also nowhere near the top. And
it's also,
I think the MCU needed a big hit movie, and this was not it.
Nope. It's also like a sequel to The Incredible Hulk.
That's pretty weird too.
Which makes an irrelevant movie relevant
all
of a sudden.
There's a lot of stuff that like is from The Incredible Hulk, which like no one likes and hasn't seen in
years.
10 years.
Yeah, 10 years or so.
So
yeah, haven't seen it
it's,
forever.
Yeah. But there you go. That's a review of Captain America Brave New World.
Awesome. It's also about half the time that our review in the first recording was.
I can't be bothered to talk more about it.
It's just weird to talk about it all again. So with talking about Brave New World,
part two of Marvel rankings.
We're going to do part two of Marvel rankings, which is our middle 13, which I also talked about in the first recording.
Yes,
because
Captain America Brave New World is the 35th Marvel movie, and it's a new one. So we did our bottom 12 last episode,
Now, today, we're going to do our middle 13.
Middle 13.
And next episode, we're going to talk about our top 10.
Yeah, so that'll be fun.
So, yeah, so same format as last week. We're going to go back and forth. I guess, yeah, we'll just go back and forth.
Yeah, we're going to. I mean, it's the same thing we did yesterday also.
Shut up. But we're going to go. So, we're starting with our 23rd spot, and we're going to go all the way to our 11th spot. And talk about each movie briefly. And then we're each going to give a trivia question to the other person to answer.
Yeah. And, yeah, fun fact, we haven't changed our
We have already
questions.
Asked these questions to each other. Ah, my alarm just went off.
That's funny.
Okay, but hopefully we don't remember each other's questions very well.
I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
But maybe if I think of something random, I'll ask you, like, a different trivia question.
Oh, you'll throw me off. Okay, yeah. All right.
Okay, right. But hopefully we just don't remember these because, it was yesterday.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Hopefully we have short-term memory.
It was just over 24 hours ago. Yeah. So. Okay.
I don't remember specifically what your list is, but yeah. I do remember that
we both have
Brave New World. We both have this at number 23. We have Captain America Brave New World.
We did.
We're not going to talk more about it.
I can't.
It's the 13th worst, I guess, but it's not that bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, you liked it less than I did.
I definitely did. My question is, what was the name during production before it was changed to Brave New World?
I'll have you know, I knew this question.
He did know this question.
When we asked it yesterday.
He did.
And the answer is New World Order. I did know that answer.
He did know that. Actually, I actually think before we answer, we should say whether or not we knew the answer to the question.
Okay, and then you can get a retry.
That'll keep it
more
interesting.
We'll see if we can remember all of them.
Okay.
And for me, I suck. Yesterday, I didn't have a question for this movie, and I forgot to today. So I actually, this is the only movie I don't have a trivia question.
Deja vu.
Yeah.
Deja vu, big time.
Oh, wait, here's a question. Okay. We didn't even talk about her in our review because she's so irrelevant. But in Brave New World, they try to do, like, this, like, Black Widow-type character.
They do.
And she's useless and boring.
Yep.
What's her name?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I think she's Israeli, isn't she?
Yeah.
I can't remember her name, though.
But she's, like, the Black Widow stand-in because it's literally trying to be Winter Soldier.
Oh, so you're telling me...
And she's just really boring and not cool.
You're telling me that since you don't even know, I could have just said a random Israeli name.
And I probably would have been like, oh, no way you knew that.
All right, well, I have no idea,
I have
actually.
No idea, too.
So,
she's that useless.
Yeah. Anyway, should we move on to 22, then?
Yeah, do you want to go first, or do you want me to go?
I don't remember who went first yesterday, but I got this.
It doesn't matter, you got it.
Mine's Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Wow. Okay. Surprise.
Surprise. I mean, we've already heard
Oh, my gosh,
this.
We talked weirdly a lot about this yesterday.
We really did.
I went, like, in-depth about this movie, and I have it at 22 as well.
Yeah.
So, what are your thoughts about it?
I had fun with it, because I think there's some really cool action, some really, like, creative action. Like you said yesterday, the music note battle.
Yeah, that's awesome. At one point, two Doctor Stranges fight with, like, music notes, and it's really cool and creative.
Yeah, I think I like this a lot more than some people, because I know a lot of people are upset that they made Wanda the villain again.
Yeah, and
I'm indifferent about it.
I kind of didn't love it.
It was all right. I did enjoy the action, and it had some better CGI than I've seen in Marvel films recently.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
So, I did enjoy that, yeah.
All right.
And my question is, what is the best quip/line in Doctor Strange?
I knew this one yesterday.
He did know this one.
The answer is the Illumawuddy.
The Illumawuddy? Literally, if you the best line ever.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, at one point... He meets this superhero group called the Illuminati.
Yeah.
And they're like, behold, we are the Illuminati. And he literally goes, the Illumawuddy?
The Illumawuddy?
And it's awesome.
It is. We here at Two Tickets, Please have a strange fixation with lines that have the word what in them. So we love the Illumawuddy. We love Konnichiwa. And we also love the Whatchamahooza.
The Whatchamahooza.
It's not a Two Tickets, Please episode without a line quite like that. Which, yeah. Anyway.
Okay. Well, yeah, I also have Doctor Strange and Multiverse of Madness at 22.
Yeah.
I think, I won't go crazy.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload.
Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Definitely added yesterday for some reason. But it's very creative and very different and cool. But yeah. They hyped it up. And literally in the name, it's like Multiverse of Madness. And there was like cool cameos. And then it just didn't feel like a lot.
Yeah. Not really.
I do like how the Illuminati. The Illuminati.
The Illuminati.
It's like some cool characters. There's like Mr. Fantastic and Professor X and Black Bolt. And Mr. Fantastic is played by John Krasinski, which is Jim from The Office.
I think you mean Randall Park.
You're going to make that joke again?
I made that joke yesterday. If you've seen The Office, you'll know.
But he's played by John Krasinski, who, like, everyone wanted to be Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And, like, I saw it with a friend, and he popped up on screen, and I was like, no way!
No way!
I was so excited, and then he died, like, 3 minutes later.
Yeah.
And I was genuinely mad.
Yeah. Spoilers. Although it came out years ago. It's been out forever. So.
We're only going to not spoil Captain America.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this, it's pretty okay. It's, like, okay, just, like, the plot and everything is, like, alright.
Yeah.
But it's super creative and cool, and I hope they keep doing stuff like that, like, for Doctor Strange stuff.
I
do like it.
The music, no. I love the battle against that thing with the tentacles and the eye.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's some good stuff. It's cool. It's good CGI.
Oh, I think I said this yesterday, that it feels like they, like, nerfed Doctor Strange.
They might have.
Like, he's, like, weak in his own movie. Like, Doctor Strange is, like, super powerful in Infinity War and Endgame, and he goes, like, toe-to-toe with, like, Thanos. And then in this movie, he's just, like, little magic guy.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know. It feels a little weird.
Little struggling magic guy. Yeah.
But it's okay. Okay, my answer, you didn't get this yesterday because it's kind of random. My trivia question.
I remember it, though.
So, director Sam Raimi's friend, Bruce Campbell, who's also, like, a big actor, makes a cameo as what character?
The Pizza Papa.
The Pizza Papa.
The Pizza Papa. So, I didn't know that one yesterday. Fortunately for me, I have a great memory.
But you remembered. Great job.
I do.
Okay, give me your number 21.
Iron Man 2.
Mm.
And I like the stuff with War Machine. But the villain, not good. Whiplash, not good.
Yeah, Whiplash, boring.
Whiplash, boring, not good. Something interesting about him, actually, is I don't remember who plays him. I can't remember the actor.
Who?
Whiplash.
Oh, I have no idea.
But something interesting that I saw is the suit was so heavy that during the action scenes, he, like, struggled to do them.
Yeah.
Which was interesting to me. But he was a boring villain. It's not great. It's not a great movie, but...
Yeah. Yeah. I like the scene when they're in, like, the garden thing, and they're back-to-back, and they start, like, blowing up all the other robots. That's pretty cool. You know what I'm
talking
about?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. You talked about that yesterday.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, but that's awesome.
Most of this movie is just not good.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. So my question is, you're going to remember this. What went so poorly which led Jon Favreau to turn down the directing role for Iron Man 3?
I, like, sort of got this right.
You kind of did.
I said, like, the script. But it was like script rewrites.
It was like studio control. Yeah. Basically got so bad that he turned down the directing role for Iron Man 3.
Yeah. But he still played his character in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. So that's 21.
All right, my 21 is Iron Man 3, not 2. But I think 2 is way better than 3, which we disagree on that.
I should rewatch them. I don't...
I think 3's all right. It's like I like the soundtrack. I said that yesterday.
You did.
The
you
soundtrack's did. Really good.
You did talk about that yesterday.
So we gotta stop. I'm gonna stop bringing up yesterday.
That's actually yesterday's a fun little movie where everyone forgets the Beatles.
What? Oh, I've actually seen that. Okay, that's so random.
Anyway,
okay.
Maybe we should talk about that on a different episode.
Iron Man 3 soundtrack's really cool. I really like all the stuff. I think it's really cool when, because he like loses his suits because like the Mandarin blows up his house.
Yeah.
And he's like kind of out in the middle of nowhere. And I really like seeing him be like smart and like
smart Tony.
Resourceful. Because like he like doesn't have his Iron Man suit, so he uses all this like science stuff to like beat the bad guys.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
It's awesome.
Like he like invades this like mansion thing to like get Rhodey back. And he has, like, all these, like, random little gadgets and things, and it's really cool.
Yeah.
And, gosh, why are my alarms going up?
Okay. I don't know, dude.
Sorry. That's technical difficulties. Okay.
Not as bad as yesterday.
Crap, I said yesterday.
Shut up.
But this movie's just kind of, like, okay. They like, do a fake out with the villain. Like, they're like, oh, it's the Mandarin, who's, like, a classic Iron Man villain. And then he's like, ah, never mind. He's this, like, random actor guy.
Dang
and the real villain is Aldrich Killian.
Yeah.
Who is, like, not that great.
Right.
But the end fight with all his suits is pretty cool, and all the stuff about him being, like, resourceful, Tony Stark is cool.
Yeah.
What is the name of Iron Man's, like, kid sidekick in this movie that he meets? Who also shows up in Endgame at the funeral.
Dude, you know, you said it yesterday.
So you don't remember?
I didn't remember, and I still don't remember.
Do you have any guess? Don't look at my screen.
Oh, sorry.
Hey.
No, I have no guesses.
It's Harley Keener.
Harley Keener. Yeah.
He was, like, pretty chill. He was, like, helping Iron Man, and then he, like, never comes back. But, yeah, there you go.
Okay, well, you learn something new every day.
All right.
Even if it's the same thing two days in a row.
We're into the top 20.
Top 20. You get your 20.
Oh, you
first.
Want me to go?
Yeah, go. You go.
Okay. From this point on, I consider these all good movies.
Yeah,
like
I agree with that.
Solid, good movies that I would like to watch any day. I think these are all good. So my 20th place is Spider-Man Far From Home, which is higher than you had it.
Yeah, I should rewatch it.
I think this is really cool how this is like the only Spider-Man movie, I think, correct me if not, but that they're like not in New York, like they leave, it's like... He's on, like, a school trip. So
yeah,
it's in, like, other
that's true. Yeah.
I've been to a couple places that this happened.
Like the bridge?
Like the bridge in Venice that happens
that's
there.
That's super cool.
That was when we were there, we were, like, looking up places to go and everything. So that was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
So I really like the setting, the different settings for all this. I really like Mysterio
as
a hero slash...
Jake Gyllenhaal.
He's actually a villain. I love Jake Gyllenhaal.
He's awesome.
General. Like, every Jake Gyllenhaal movie is good.
Awesome, dude.
But he's really good in this movie. Obviously, Tom Holland's good. I think he's a great Spider-Man. Not my favorite Spider-Man, but I think he's great.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
And he's good for the MCU and everything.
Yeah, he does a good job in the MCU.
It's been a while since I've seen this. I don't remember why. It's just like not that great, but it's still very enjoyable and fun.
It's a fun time.
And just him as Spider-Man's good, so I think it's solid.
Yeah.
So, good movie.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Let's see if you remember this one. What is the, like, acronym name for the glasses that Tony Stark gives to Peter?
Edith.
Yeah, you remember.
I remember, because I didn't know it yesterday. I can't remember. It's even...
Do you remember what it stands for?
Even dead.
It's like an acronym.
I know. It stands for even dead, I'm...
T-H.
I know even dead, I'm...
Even dead, I'm the hero.
Okay. Because
it's like Tony Stark said that.
Yeah.
Because he's like, cocky.
Because he's Tony Stark.
But that was funny. It's a solid movie.
Okay. I remember some of it.
Give me your number 20.
20, I have Doctor Strange.
Okay.
Oh, I got to talk about it.
What? You just looked at me.
Sorry, yeah. You know, it's enjoyable. It's not my favorite. I know a lot of people really like Doctor Strange. I'm not as huge on it.
Yeah.
And I like how he beats Dormammu.
Yeah.
Yeah, that part's
with, like,
cool.
The time stone?
Yeah, with the time stone and making it a time loop. That part's really cool. And that's how I feel about
it. Gosh, they don't get to hear my crazy Marvel knowledge this episode. Because you forgot who the main villain's name was.
I did.
And I remembered it. And I was like, ha, let's
go. Well, you could just say it.
Do you remember it?
No.
You still don't know?
I don't remember.
The main villain of this movie is Caecilius.
Caecilius. Yeah. There we go.
And then Dormammu's at the end, and he's like, ah, I'm big Dormammu. And then he beats him.
Yeah. Dude, Dormammu's real scary. Time stone. Boom. All right, cool. So my question is, which great comic book film director shot Stan Lee's cameo in this
film? I didn't know this yesterday, but it's James Gunn.
It is James Gunn. He's done so many of Stan Lee's cameos,
That's
crazy.
It's just kind of like random that they bring him in to do Stan Lee cameos.
That's all he does. Aside from like Guardians stuff.
Except for make great movies.
He just does Stan Lee cameos, which is pretty cool.
That's nice.
So good for him.
Heck yeah.
We love James Gunn. All right. What do you got for 20?
No, I already did 20.
Oh, you did do 20.
So for my 19th is Doctor Strange. We gotta disagree on more stuff, dude.
We don't disagree.
We're boring. We disagree on every single thing.
I know. We do.
So yeah, I think same notes that he's saying basically, and kind of same stuff for Doctor Strange: The Multiverse of Madness. It's just very creative. It's very different. It's like a different side of Marvel and everything with the magic and everything.
It's pretty cool.
And I think this is really cool. I think it's a great origin movie. I really like Doctor Strange as a character. I think this movie's just solid. It's not amazing, but I really like his character, and I think he's great in everything else he's in, like Infinity War and Endgame.
Yeah, absolutely.
So great origin. The main villain throughout the movie, Caecilius, is okay. And then Dormammu is a huge villain in the comics, but he just kind of shows up at the end. But that whole, like you said, the whole thing with the time stone is really cool.
Yeah. It's resourcefulness.
And all the fights in this movie are really creative and fun.
Absolutely.
And I think, like I said, with what is going on? That's the fourth time my alarm has gone off. I don't even have any set. Okay, sorry, guys.
Still not as bad as yesterday.
Shut up.
And our technical difficulties.
Shut up. Okay, but yeah, that's all I'm going to say. Solid movie. Cool and different. So, you didn't know this yesterday.
I don't remember it either.
What is the name of the place where Dr. Strange goes and gets his, hands healed and where he learns the mystic arts?
I'm going to say Hong Kong.
That's what you said yesterday.
I know.
It was wrong.
I can't remember.
It's not a real place.
No, I know.
It's called Kamo-Taj.
Kamo-Taj. I would not have gotten
it. I would have known that. It's the main place in the movie.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well,
cool. Okay.
Right. Well, I've seen the movie once.
You go 19.
19 Thor.
Wow. A lot higher than I have it.
Yeah. Thor. It's pretty good. Thor is cool.
Yeah.
Chris Hemsworth is awesome. I think the stuff on Earth is a little boring aside from Agent Phil Coulson and Hawkeye.
Love Phil Coulson.
And Hawkeye's pretty cool,
too. Well, we talk... Hawkeye makes his first appearance in this movie.
Yeah.
He doesn't really do anything.
He doesn't do stuff, but...
He goes up in this little, lift thing and, pulls back an arrow and then doesn't shoot it and then we don't see him again.
Yeah. But cool.
But cool, Hawkeye.
Cool, Hawkeye. But mainly Phil Coulson. Awesome. We love Phil Coulson. Yeah, stuff on Earth other than Phil Coulson is boring. But, it's a decent movie. I like it. It's enjoyable. Chris Hemsworth is fun.
Yeah.
So my question is, in which U.S. state was an entire town constructed for the filming of this movie? Because it's not an AJ ranking. Without a random location question.
Okay, I think yesterday I said Nevada, which was close.
You did.
But it's New Mexico.
It is New Mexico. Yeah.
Pretty cool that they made a whole city for that.
Yeah, they just built a whole thing for it. So that's awesome.
That's that Marvel budget.
That is that Marvel budget. Yeah.
All right, number 18, I have Black Panther.
Whoop, whoop.
Which is probably lower than
wait,
most...
Wait, you did your 19 also?
Yeah, my 19 was Doctor Strange.
I am losing it. All right. 18 you have Black Panther?
18 is Black Panther.
I also have Black Panther at 18.
I think we both have it lower than most.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this... It's the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly.
This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
People do.
We do. It's good.
But yeah, we're in the realm of good movies. It's good. It's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of different than other ones. It's cool. All the stuff in Wakanda is really cool.
Yeah.
Great villain in this movie.
Fantastic villain.
Killmonger is an amazing villain.
Absolutely.
He's a villain that like you can almost kind of get behind.
Yeah.
He's kind of right.
I could see that. Yeah.
And like when he has like motivations that actually make sense and aren't like, I'm gonna kill everyone because, you know,
yeah,
like
right.
Some villains are.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So it's like really cool. And it's good. Chadwick Boseman as Black Panther is really cool.
Yeah, love Chadwick Boseman.
But yeah, it's just really solid.
You know another great Chadwick Boseman movie?
What?
21 Bridges. Sorry.
That's another... so random.
How is it random? It's related to the main actor of Black Panther. All
right, cool.
I just wanted to say that because I didn't say it yesterday.
Well, yeah, great villain, good lead.
Yeah.
The action's pretty cool. I don't know why it's just not that high for me. I mean, it's good.
It's good.
It's a good movie.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Do you have anything like more? Oh, wait, here's my really random question. Where did the villain Killmonger go to college in this movie?
So yesterday I said Cambridge.
Yeah.
But I remember it's MIT.
Yeah. He just like drops that for no reason. Which is pretty funny.
Guess what? I'm smart.
Yo, I'm smart. I went to MIT.
I'm smart. MIT. Yeah.
They just like drop that.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like, oh, okay.
You're like, oh, fine.
Guess he's smart.
Wow. Guess he knows what he's doing. My question for Black Panther is, which actor was allowed to keep their Black Panther costume?
Ah. Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
I didn't get that right yesterday, but... I said Chadwick Boseman.
Well, that's a fair assumption, though.
Yeah. Because,
like, he is the Black Panther, but Michael B. Jordan also gets a Black Panther suit in the film.
Yeah, he does.
And they let
so that's cool that he kept it. I would totally do that.
Yeah.
My number 17, and this is one of our only disagreements so far, is I have Shang-Chi.
It's so low. Why do you have it so low?
Because it's just good.
No, I get it.
This movie is good. The action in this movie is great. Some of the best, like,
amazing
hand-to-hand combat action type stuff.
Yeah,
that we have.
It's so good.
It's really good. I like all the stuff, like all their culture stuff.
Yeah. I'll get into it.
The villain's really good. Wen Wu.
Yeah.
Great villain.
Awesome.
Who's the actual Mandarin?
Yeah.
Like, not the one in Iron Man 3. Really like that. The stuff with the Ten Rings is awesome too.
So
there's a fight near the end when him and his dad fight for with the Ten Rings.
Yeah,
it's awesome. So cool.
So cool.
The bus fight when he just like beats up all the random dudes in the bus. That's pretty awesome.
Oh my gosh. Oh, it's so good.
It just feels a little weird to me though. I mean, it's like there's a big dragon fighting a big monster, and it's like, all right.
That's awesome.
Okay.
I love that.
But overall, I think it's really solid. Good action. And we haven't seen this character since, and they better bring him back.
He's coming back for Doomsday.
So this is a really solid movie.
They're gonna have to nerf him though.
I mean, I don't think so. He's just
he's really strong with the Ten Rings.
Yeah. Okay. So you got this right yesterday, but it's like, where is Shang-Chi?
San Francisco.
Living at the start of this movie.
I knew that yesterday.
Shang-Chi.
I love this movie.
San Francisco.
Shang Francisco. Oh, that was so stupid.
I have a problem with dropping my AirPods.
He does.
I do it all the time. I've done it in class a couple times, and they both shoot out different directions.
Yeah, that especially in like the big classes.
We did that in like a big lecture hall class.
Huge lecture class. That was so funny.
Because I like fidget with them. I fidget with like the case and stuff, and occasionally I drop them.
Yeah, it's funny.
I'm doing that right now. Okay, but what is your 17?
Iron Man.
Okay, wow. Most people are like, if Iron Man's not in your top 10, what are you doing?
They're just wrong.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think Iron Man's a good movie, but so overrated.
It definitely is.
Just because it started it all doesn't mean that it needs to be in everyone's
top 10. It's super important,
10.
And it's really solid. It's really good.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. It's not like all that people think.
No, it's not like, yeah. It's good, but it's not like great, because we're not to the realm of like great movies yet.
Yeah, it's still that's very solid. I have it higher than you do, but
yeah. And so my question is, What was lacking when filming began?
Oh, I didn't get this right yesterday, but it was like...
Well, you did after a couple guesses.
Oh, I did. But it was like a finished script.
It's a finished... They didn't have a finished script.
Which is crazy.
Which I said this yesterday, but you can kind of tell that they... Like, it's a good movie, but there are... I bet it could have been even better, and it truly could have been a top 10 movie if they probably polished
that
script
first.
How do
you start, like,
there were no rehearsals,
without a script.
No script, and it made Jeff Bridges, who played the main villain, very uncomfortable.
That would make me uncomfortable.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, that's insane.
Yeah.
To not
well, that's,
have a
that's crazy, yeah.
Script.
I that's a good question.
Another fun fact about why, like, Iron Man is, like, why they chose Robert Downey Jr. for Iron Man is because his past... is so widely known.
Yeah.
And so he obviously he's like changed from his past and he's different now. And that's kind of the same way Tony Stark is. And so like there's a parallel there. And so that's actually like one of the best castings ever.
No, it definitely is just
it's so
for
good.
A lot of reasons
and,
it's like the best casting.
And that's
ever.
Just part of it. Like it's really good actually. So that's awesome.
Sick.
Oh, that's 17.
My number 16 is Ant-Man.
Me too. Ant-Man.
This movie's so good.
Ant-Man rules. I love Ant-Man.
This movie's fire.
Oh,
I don't,
my gosh.
This movie feels like the most, like, just, like, chill and fun movie.
Yeah.
Like, in the MCU.
Yeah, it's like, every it's MCU just, movie is, like,
world-ending and this one's just, like, fun heist.
This one's,
I guess,
like,
I guess there is, like, stakes. Heist. Like, it's in, like, crazy technology that could be, like,
there's stakes,
but it's
a
like,
fun heist.
But it's presented in the movie as, like, just, like, a fun heist kind of movie.
Absolutely.
And I really like it.
Yeah, me too.
Paul Rudd as Ant-Man is just incredible.
It's so good. That's another, like... near perfect
I think
casting.
It's great, Kevin. Well, the other two Ant-Man movies are not good.
Yeah.
And
but Paul Rudd's
I don't
good.
Think it's Paul Rudd's fault.
It's not.
And in this movie, it's just amazing. And, like, the whole tone of this movie is great. All of his, like, friends from jail are awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
They're so funny.
Like, the monologues.
Yes.
It's
so hilarious.
Good.
This movie's awesome. I see no reason that... it's at my 16th. It's at your 16th, too. It's not, like... blow your mind incredible movie.
I think it's really
it's solid.
Awesome.
It's really just a fun watch. Like,
I love
watch this deal. Whenever it's really fun.
Yeah, Ant-Man, I talked about this.
I could put this higher, honestly.
I could put it higher also. Maybe I will if I rewatch. It is the movie that got me interested in the MCU.
Yeah.
It was the first, well, it probably
it was,
wasn't the first
it was just
MCU.
The first one you saw?
I don't know if it was the first one exactly, but it was the one that I like fell in love with. And
yeah.
I was like, okay. This is awesome.
Yeah, I can honestly put it higher.
I think so, too.
But right now it's at 16, and it's incredible. Go watch it again if you like think we're crazy, because this movie's just pure fun, and it's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome.
Sick. Okay, my question is, you got this right yesterday.
I did.
What Avenger does Ant-Man fight in this movie?
Falcon. He calls him Tic-Tac. It's real fun.
That's a really funny fight, too.
Because
he's not trying to, like, hurt him, and he's just like, hey, can I, like, borrow this? And
yeah,
like,
no.
He's like, no, and then he's like, I'm sorry about this, and he's, like, beating up Falcon.
It's so
like,
funny.
It's just a fun fight. And then
so
they have a funny dynamic in, like, Civil War and stuff because of that.
And, like the rest of the movie, like, just because of that sets up a hilarious
so
dynamic.
Really
it's really good. My question is, what great director was a part of the writing team for Ant-Man alongside Paul Rudd, and who was who was going to direct it first, but then things changed?
Yeah, I didn't know this, but it's Edgar Wright.
Yeah, which you can see bits and pieces
who,
of him throughout the story.
I love Edgar Wright.
Me too, Edgar Wright.
Two of my
awesome.
Favorite movies ever are directed by Edgar Wright.
Yeah, some of my favorites.
So, and you can tell, like, you talked about yesterday, like, with the monologue stuff and a lot of, like, just the funny bits, it's very Edgar
like,
Wright.
Like, it's a push in, the music starts going, and the monologue happens. That's so Edgar Wright. You can see
so
him
I, that was,
in it.
It shows
awesome.
That he was in that, because this movie's hilarious.
Yeah.
Very much.
I think if he directed it, it might have been even better, which is crazy, because it's already familiar.
This movie's fire. I honestly might put this up.
I might move it up also.
My number 15, as we've been talking... I genuinely think I like Ant-Man better than this movie.
Me too.
But
now that we've talked about it for a second time, I like Ant-Man better than this.
But my number 15 is Iron Man.
Okay.
And I think I would put it below Ant-Man.
Yeah.
But I recognize that this movie started one of the best, like, universes ever, like, film universes.
Yeah.
And it's very solid and very good start.
I think so, too.
It is definitely so overrated because of that.
Yeah, I
like,
agree.
As a movie. But as, like, strictly as just, like, its own movie, it's just, like, solid. It's good. It's a great origin for Iron Man.
I agree.
The villain's, like, fine. Obadiah Stane. Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
But it's just not, like, insane. But it's very good. It's very solid.
Yeah, it's good.
Very good start. What is the name of the weapon that... you got this wrong yesterday. But it's the weapon that Iron Man, tests for the army. And then when he gets, like, captured by the, terrorist guys, they want him to make them for him. So it's the blank missiles.
Yesterday I said it was the Stark missiles, which was really funny.
And I was like, shut up.
Yeah, which is really funny because they say Stark on them, but I remember they're the Jericho missiles.
Jericho missiles, yeah. Are pretty cool.
Yeah, really cool. Yeah. Okay. So for my 15, Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah. I have this higher than you do.
You do. It's great, and like we talked about yesterday, and like you're going to... You are going to talk about...
Me yesterday is going to talk about
Spider-Man Homecoming. Jackson yesterday is going to talk about Spider-Man Homecoming in probably like 10, not even 10 minutes.
A few minutes.
In a few minutes. The vibes are great.
The vibes are crazy good.
It's awesome.
It just feels like a Spider-Man movie.
It feels like a Spider-Man movie, but at the same time, it's not your traditional Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
It's a fun twist. Tom Holland's great. I love the scene where he stitches the boat back together with the webs. Like, man, it's fun. Vulture. Vulture? Yeah, Vulture's cool. Yeah.
Michael Keaton's Vulture is great.
Yeah. Michael Keaton. Gotta love Michael Keaton.
This movie's just all around fire.
It's awesome. So, I'm a big fan of Spider-Man Homecoming. I do think I like Ant-Man more, though, so I might actually bump it up as Ant-Man up a spot.
Okay, wow.
So, my question is, this is the first Spider-Man film where which iconic feature of his suit from the comics appears?
Oh, yesterday I said his little, like, spider bot buddy.
Yeah.
But it's his wings.
It's the web wings.
Yeah, like the web wings.
Yeah, super cool.
Yeah, I didn't know that yesterday, but that's pretty cool because I feel like that's iconic and that's pretty awesome.
It is. It's iconic from the comics, and yeah, it's awesome that they got to include it in the film.
I think we are caught up to where... to where we can now switch to... what we recorded yesterday.
Yeah, so...
Unless we want to talk about, like, some random stuff in the middle.
I don't think that's a good idea, actually.
Probably not. We probably should...
Because it just continues with the rankings.
Yeah, so I think... I think, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's definitely a bit shorter of an episode, and I'm not going to do, like, a weird wrap-up thing, because we wrap it up in 12... Yeah.
Us yesterday wraps this up in 12 minutes. We'll end the episode for you guys. Yesterday.
This is, like, some Inception-type confusingness. Crazy.
Thanks, us from yesterday, for finishing the episode.
Yeah, thanks.
And sorry, guys, that our podcast, like, board blew up yesterday.
Yeah, that was...
And so hopefully we've re-recorded this well, and... You can now listen to the rest of our rankings and us wrap up the episode.
Yeah.
So
I hope you enjoy the rest of it.
Yeah. Here you go.
All right. Here you go.
Back to you.
Back to
us yesterday.
Back to you, us yesterday.
Okay. My number 14. I might actually have this a little too high, but I really liked it. Is Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah, me too.
Is that your 14?
Yeah, I definitely have it too high, but
I might
really
have it a little too high.
It.
But it's. I genuinely laughed out loud at every single moment that they wanted me to in this movie.
Me too.
I am the audience.
Yeah, me too.
I'm the select audience. I laughed out loud at every single thing in this movie.
Yeah.
I thought it was a blast. I saw it with some friends. It's awesome. Deadpool is like one of the best characters in Marvel. He's hilarious.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
And they brought in Hugh Jackman again, who is one of the best castings ever.
Yep.
And they did amazing. This movie is so funny.
Absolutely.
And they brought in some really cool cameos.
They did.
My favorite, Channing Tatum as Gambit.
Yep, me too. They put my favorite X-Men in the movie.
I loved that.
Yeah, me too.
The villain is low-key not that good. But
no.
And there's like some weird multiverse stuff, but you have to in this movie. I like it. I think it's very cool.
Yeah.
Extremely funny is the main thing. Awesome movie. Go so see good. It. But I might actually have it a little too high.
But I think it's I do good. Too. But yeah. Put my favorite X-Men in it. That's
what?
Great.
What song plays in the intro of this movie when Deadpool's like beating up all the
bye,
TVA
bye,
guys?
Bye 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 or bye bye NSYNC.
Bye bye bye. Bye. That was awful. Bye, my bye, voice bye. Like cried.
Yeah, that was really bad.
Yeah. Okay, so we don't sing.
My question for Deadpool and Wolverine is, in the comics, what is one of Deadpool's favorite sounds?
Sounds?
Yeah.
What?
It's used a lot in this movie. Like, a lot.
I have no idea.
You don't want to take a stab at it.
I'm thinking. Like...
Think Deadpool, man.
I have no clue. Like, kapow.
No.
Kapow.
His own voice.
His own... Shut up.
No, that's a part... Like, there's a you comic where he talks about, like, one of his favorite sounds being his own voice. And I was like, oh, well, he uses his voice a lot in the movie.
Okay, I never would have said that. You suck.
These are fun questions,
okay.
Man.
Okay, what is your number 13?
Spider-Man No Way Home.
Okay. Wow.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like it. I like, yeah, I like it. I like, sorry, I'm trying to put together some thoughts. It was really cool to see all the other, like, dudes.
What?
all the other Spider-Man villains okay. And everybody come together. And to have, like, the other two Spider-Men. And, like, I loved the scene where they're on, like, where I think it's the Statue of Liberty, and they're, like all, like, webbing through the scaffolding and stuff.
Yeah,
that's really cool to see all three of them do that. And then I don't know. I really like how it ends.
You do? I do. Yeah, I do, too.
I do. It's kind of a tragedy in a sense.
It's, like, so loses. Sad,
It
actually.
Is really sad. And it's tragic in a sense that everyone that he knows doesn't love him anymore. Like, nobody knows who he
yeah.
is anymore.
I'm excited to see where they go with that.
Me, too. Because it is happening, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. They're Spider-Man movies are huge. They're definitely going to make another
yeah, one. I would hope so. So, yeah. My question is, who saved this film from cancellation by forcing renegotiation between Sony and Marvel?
Dude, all of my questions are from the movies, and all of yours are, like, about production. It's just interesting.
No, not all of them.
I'm sorry. Ask the question again.
Who saved this film from cancellation by forcing renegotiation between Sony and Marvel?
Kevin Feige.
Tom Holland.
Oh, good job, Tom Holland.
Good job, Tom Holland. Brought
good
us a
work.
Great movie.
Good work, man. Okay, my number 13 is Captain America, the First Avenger.
Oh.
Why? Oh, I have this higher than most people.
I have it way higher than most people.
This movie's great.
I love that movie.
This movie's awesome.
It's so good.
The fact that this is my lowest rated Captain America movie. Oh, wait, never mind. I used to be able to say that.
Oh,
now,
true.
Now Brave
second
New World's out.
Second to lowest.
The fact that out of all of Chris Evans's Captain America movies, this is the worst one, and I have it at 13, is crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
This movie's great. I love all the World War II stuff. Like, his origin is awesome.
Yeah.
Chris Evans's Captain America is, like, top five casting in superhero movies. I love this movie. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Absolutely.
Very good. Captain America's probably, like, my favorite, like Marvel character, too.
Absolutely.
Like, top three, at least.
He's mine.
So, this movie's awesome.
Yep.
Where does Red Skull find the Tesseract at the beginning of this movie?
It's in a Norwegian village. He raids a Norwegian village. I don't remember what the name is, but...
No, I just have Norway.
Yeah,
you're right.
He goes... It starts with a T. I can't remember how to pronounce it.
You're
or
so
the
right.
Name
I actually can picture the thing. I just have written down Norway, so you are correct.
It's just a Norwegian village.
But yeah,
so.
Fire.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I'll keep going. My number 12 is Spider-Man Homecoming.
Okay.
Just the feel of this movie.
It's awesome.
It just feels like a Spider-Man movie. It's fire.
Absolutely.
I really like Tom Holland as Spider-Man. I don't know if we've talked about this. I think Andrew Garfield's the best Spider-Man.
Okay.
But I think Tom Holland is incredible. And I love this movie. It just feels... It feels like what Spider-Man should be, like a street-tier type villain. A hero against, like, street-tier villains like Vulture.
Yeah, definitely.
Vulture is great. Michael Keaton does so good. There's, like, the tension. The scene when they're, like, going to prom. And he's going with Vulture's daughter and he doesn't know. And they get in, like, the car. is so good.
Really good stuff.
It's awesome. I mean, him learning the whole thing, his like new suit and everything.
So cool.
So awesome. This movie, just go watch it again. Like, the feel of this movie is just incredible. And yeah. I really like it. Top 12. Amazing.
Yeah.
What is the name of the AI in his Spider-Man suit? Ooh. So he gives a name to her at the, like, in, like, the middle of the movie. He's like, I'm going to call you this.
I feel like I should know this.
It's, like, a basic female name, just to give you hints. If you don't know, that's fine.
I still don't know. Let me just try a basic female name.
Okay.
Olivia is a basic female name.
Okay, well, it's not that.
Okay.
It's Karen. He's like, I'm gonna call you Karen. And she's like, okay.
Okay, actually.
Okay, Spider-Man.
I should have known that, but I didn't.
I wasn't going to say that before I did my question, but the AI thing in his suit, I actually really like. Nice. It's cool.
Nice.
There you go.
Cool.
Okay, what's your number 12?
Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
Wow, five spots higher than I'd have.
Yeah, like I said, I love it. Mm-hmm. We talked about it, but man, it is so good. Yeah. Awesome. I have nothing more to add because I did kind of talk about it.
Yeah, we talked about it
during your thing. Okay. But I do have my question.
Yes.
Shang is the Chinese name of the main character played by Simu Liu. What does he call himself living in America?
Sean.
And there's a whole
bit where they're like, you changed one letter in your name. You changed your name from Shang to Sean. And he's like, yeah. Pretty funny.
That is really funny. That is like the one funny thing that Awkwafina has ever said.
I'm glad you share. We've never talked about this before.
Yeah.
I'm glad, like, I brought it up for the first time on this episode. Like, I'm glad we share a distaste for Awkwafina.
Well, have you ever seen Jackpot? With Awkwafina and John Cena?
No.
Ugh.
What?
Awkwafina's so bad. John Cena's great.
Awkwafina does stink.
Awkwafina is a bad
Okay,
actress.
We're down to our final movie barely slipped out of the top 10. What is your number 11 spot?
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Ooh.
And it was really difficult to put it at 11 and not 10. Wow. To have it as my lowest rated and like I still love this movie, but like to have it as my lowest rated and like honestly weakest Guardians movie is crazy.
Yeah, and it's at your 11 spot.
It's crazy the fact that it's at my 11 spot because the other two Guardians movies are so good, but this one's awesome too. I love the stuff with Peter and Ego mm-hmm. and the father son stuff. Which actually something really cool. This isn't my trivia question, but I learned that Chris Pratt lost his father while filming Jurassic World. And he was able to use this movie with the father-son stuff to help get over that, because on the set of Jurassic World, he had to kind of, like, push it all down to keep, like, everybody, like, happy on mm-hmm. set and stuff. And so this, like, kind of helped him get through that, which is really cool.
That is cool.
But, yeah, that's Guardians 2.
What's your question?
Oh, my question. What species is Mantis in the comics, and how does she get her skills?
Okay, I was really prepared for this, and I thought I would know any question you asked me about Guardians of the Galaxy, but I do not know that.
Because it's different. They took a different approach to Mantis as opposed to the approach in the comics.
Yeah, I really don't know.
So she's a human in the comics, and she acquired her skills by living with the Kree.
Okay.
Which is interesting.
Interesting.
It's
very,
a different approach.
Very different in the movie.
As opposed to...
Yeah.
I'll
get there to when I'll talk about Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 next episode, but I think it's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. I think it's awesome too. I think it's a great movie.
Very, very good. Okay, so my number 11 spot, barely slipping out of the top 10. I think this movie is crazy underrated.
Yeah.
Incredible movie. Don't get hate. I have Avengers Age of Ultron.
I love that movie, and it's a lot higher than that.
Yeah, I know you have it. Why do we agree on everything?
It's fire.
All of these
that
hot
movie is
all
so
of these
good.
Hot takes we have, we both agree on.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Well, we got to disagree on some stuff in the future.
We probably will.
But Avengers Age of Ultron is so good.
It's so good, man.
I have no idea why this gets like people
why
don't
do people
like
hate
this movie.
On it? It's awesome.
And the fact that we said this about a lot, like, it's just like they know what Marvel knows how to make consistent trilogies,
yeah.
Because this is the worst Avengers movie in my opinion.
I agree.
And I have it at the
agree.
I have it at the 11 spot.
I don't agree, but
this is the fourth worst Avengers movie and I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
I don't Ultron as a villain is incredible.
So
I wish they would like bring him back somehow because he's so so cool.
Yeah.
And I like the introduction of Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver. I hate that Quicksilver died.
Me
gonna
too.
Be honest. Even though it was like a cool scene and like emotional and everything, but like I wish he survived. I really like you know this. I'm a Hawkeye guy. I like
you are
Hawkeye.
A Hawkeye guy.
I like Hawkeye a lot. And he has a much bigger role in this movie
yeah.
than like the other
it's
Avengers
cool.
movie. And I think he's awesome.
Yeah, Hawkeye's cool.
Captain America's amazing. Iron
yes,
Man's
he
amazing.
Is.
Thor is a lot cooler in this movie than he has been in the past, like before coming up to this movie.
Yeah.
Scarlet Witch is cool. Scarlet Witch and Hulk's dynamic is like cool, but also kind of weird. But
yeah.
I like it. This movie just is awesome. I have no idea why people don't like it. It's so good.
Who knows?
Incredible. I would love to watch it like right now. Like
yeah, I would. I watched it earlier this week, and I'll watch it again.
It's amazing.
It's awesome. It's my favorite Captain America look.
It's very good.
It's one
it's
of my
favorites. Favorite, but it's awesome.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's very
it's
good.
Really good. I love it.
Incredible.
Great movie.
Okay, well, our final trivia question for the episode is, in the fight when they're on, like, the boat, you know?
Yep.
Scarlet Witch takes out every member of the Avengers with her, like, powers.
Yep.
Except for one Avenger who gets the jump on her.
Hawkeye.
Yes.
Yep. I mean, I watched this movie earlier.
Hawkeye's
this week.
The goat.
He is the goat.
Hey, all I'm saying is,
well, technically,
the
she
Avengers
doesn't get Iron Man either.
Okay, well,
because he's
let me have my funny. Let me have my funny question.
Okay, all right.
he wasn't there, so that's fine. Okay. So all I'm saying is, in Infinity War, the Avengers lost, and in every other Avengers movie, they won. Hawkeye wasn't in Infinity War, so
ooh.
What's that tell you? I'm just joking, but
are you?
Okay.
Or are you being
no,
for real?
Not at all. I'm being for real.
Think about it.
Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed our middle 13. Next episode, we will talk about our top 10 Marvel
yeah.
movies, which are all incredible.
Yeah.
Marvel is a great universe.
It is.
We've talked a lot about their bad movies.
We have.
So
and
next,
we're finally
and
getting into some
we have,
good
today
stuff.
Today, we finally talked about some good movies.
Yes.
And next week, we talk about
excellent
movies that movies. I all think are like 5 stars.
Movies
or like
that all
incredible.
Reside somewhere in my top 50.
Yes, that are incredible.
Yeah.
I think they all are.
I agree.
Okay, well, we basically only talked about Marvel this episode.
We did,
and
we went over still.
And we still went over.
Okay.
We had like 2 segments. So thanks for listening to us talk.
Thanks for listening to 2 segments, please.
I hope you guys tune in next episode. And
I hope you
do. Have a great rest of your Thursday, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. Bye.
See you guys. Bye.